Most of what you think you know about dyslexia is probably wrong, says Susan Barton, including what exactly it is.
Dyslexia is an inherited condition. It strongly runs in family trees, and it impacts most strongly your ability to spell. But it also makes it hard for you to read rapidly and accurately. It makes it difficult for you to memorize your math facts. Dyslexia is highly complex and it affects many, many, many areas.
But it is not due to problems with perception.
Research has shown very clearly it is not a vision problem. They're seeing things the same way you and I do. It's actually a problem with processing sounds, the small sounds within words. They have great difficulty initially hearing each and every sound within a syllable.
Dyslexia is often found in combination with attention deficit disorder, Barton says, but the two conditions are distinctly different.
ADD or ADHD, because attention deficit comes with and without hyperactivity, is not at all the same as dyslexia. But the researchers say at least 40% of the kids with dyslexia have either ADD or ADHD to some degree. But ADD all by itself does not cause all those troubles with reading, writing, spelling, directionality, memorizing. Those are unique to dyslexia.
Motivated by seeing the difficulties her young nephew was having with spelling and writing, Barton left her tech career to study and teach about dyslexia and related issues. She's also developed a specialized system for teaching reading and spelling to dyslexic students. But too often, she says, those students are not recognized and helped as early as they could be.
The warning signs of dyslexia start showing up as early as age one, and by the age of five, they'll usually have many, many of those early warning signs. But professionals will not want to do official testing to say for sure is it dyslexia until they're at least halfway through kindergarten.
Yet for those individuals, she adds, knowing the root cause of their troubles at school is beneficial.
Every single solitary child, teenager, or adult I've ever worked with or talked to said the best day of my life was the day I discovered there was a reason why things were so hard. There's a name for this. Finally, somebody acknowledges I'm not dumb, I'm not lazy, I'm not trying, and that there are solutions for this, and it doesn't mean I'm going to be unsuccessful in life.
On the contrary, Barton says, people with dyslexia often have other talents with which they can excel.
Their ability to see things in three dimensions in their head make them outstanding architects, landscape design, fashion design, graphic design, sculpture, photography. Most of our highest paid athletes in this country are dyslexic, and more are becoming comfortable sharing that. Their musical ability, they just pick up an instrument, they listen for a while, and they can play it, as long as they're not forced to read printed music. Their ability to see, touch anything and instantly understand it gives them incredible mechanical ability, ability to design, to fix, to create. Logic, their high intelligence that makes them outstanding in fields like computers and engineering and medicine and so on.
They also typically have strong people skills, and many are even able to succeed as writers.
People with dyslexia are great storytellers. They have a vivid imagination. They're wonderful authors as long as they have an editor who fixes their spelling or they dictate their work to someone else.
Among those notable writers are F. Scott Fitzgerald, Hans Christian Andersen, and Agatha Christie. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.